Hello, I'm Louisa Kiwana, your host and creator of the AfroBlush podcast, a show dedicated to celebrating and debating Pan-African culture and lifestyle. On today's Meet the Makers episode, I'm speaking to Rich Nkuluoma, the fashion creator and consultant. I'm really interested to hear a lot of stuff that you've been doing. I've been stalking you on socials a little bit. So, Rich, first and foremost, congratulations on the launch of the Adidas Originals collection.
Thank you. It's great to be here, number one. So thanks for the invite.
Thank you for coming.
No, of course. Yeah, I've been up to quite a few things, actually, in the last year to 18 months. So on the tail end of 2015, I moved over to Germany to work for Adidas in the Adidas Originals department. And, you know, I was there for, up until about middle of summer of 2016.
Okay, how did that come about? Had you planned to do that?
It was a conversation with Adidas originally. We'll get back to you, which I assumed was, you know, the polite brush off. But they got back to me.
Okay.
And so we had, you know, further conversations. Yeah, and, you know, I went in-house for a while.
Right. How did you find it?
You know what? It was actually really, really fun. So moving from big city London to small town Nuremberg and the little place I decided to live in called Fürth, which is just outside of Nuremberg, it was great. As long as you don't go with expectations of London.
Okay.
It's not London.
Okay.
So, you know, other than that, it was great. It was a great expat community as well as a community of creatives, both with Adidas and Puma. Because Puma and Adidas are literally maybe 500 meters from each other, the headquarters.
Right, and you have a history with Puma, because I think when we met in Cambridge, you gave a presentation about some of the work that you'd been doing with them.
I was at Puma, I was a cat for nearly 5 years,
right,
working on various collections for Puma, for the brand. Essentially, I guess I was their in-house hitman, creative hitman for hire.
Okay.
I felt like that.
Hitman, okay.
Yeah, I kind of worked on some of the key lifestyle collections while I was at Puma. The most prominent would be Urban Mobility, which was a collaboration between Puma and Hussein Chalayan. And I, you know, worked on that collection for the first 4 seasons of that collab. And also Puma Golf, which I helped grow from being a very small offering into a full-on lifestyle range along with the team. And we did phenomenally well with that one. Those are two of the bigger things I worked on while I was at Puma. I was in London.
Okay.
When I worked for Puma, and I'd go back and forth to the HQ in Herzog,
right,
which is just outside of Nuremberg. And yeah, and then it was quite interesting going back on the other side with their bitter rivals.
Okay.
Adidas. that was quite interesting. But
what is the biggest difference between the two, did you find?
I think the characters. I think Adidas is a little bit more connected to street culture,
urban
culture. I think that's one of their big remits, one of their big pushes. And Puma, at the time when I was there, was really speaking into this idea of bridging the gap between fashion and sport.
Mm.
And that was quite fresh at the time. Now everyone's doing athleisure.
Mm-hmm.
This hybrid junction between sportswear and fashion. And so I felt at the time when we were at Puma, we were really speaking into this thing that we saw coming, you know,
right,
on the horizon.
Yeah.
And really kind of putting out collections that for a sportswear brand, you'd be quite surprised that we were doing things that were much more suited to a lifestyle stroke fashion.
Okay. Right?
And Adidas, they are at a really great time in their history because they're doing amazing things. They're one of the fastest growing sportswear companies, fashion companies,
right,
out there. And I joined at a time when they really wanted to speak into creativity and talking to creators.
Okay.
So this Meet the Creators is actually quite interesting. It's a nice coincidence. And at that time, yeah, the company was doing really well, had great projections, and my job was to go in and, I guess, add my perspective on what they were doing in Originals, which was the department I worked in. Massive team. You can imagine this collection is a global collection. Serves the whole world.
So can I ask, for anyone that might not quite understand the different remits that Adidas has. So what makes Adidas Originals different to Adidas anything else?
So Adidas Originals is the department that really speaks into the heritage of Adidas. So the idea at this point is to really be inspired by the past to create the future. I haven't quite nailed the tagline of our VP, but the idea is really to explore, you know, really classic, iconic silhouettes, meaning shapes of shoes, and iconic products, the track jackets, track suits, tees, the product that was really, you know, speaks into Adidas as in terms of the sporting heritage, but kind of remixed for a customer now who wants to wear it on the street.
Right.
And really do that with innovative processes, innovative product.
Okay.
So that's what Adidas Originals is. Adidas has various departments, and I guess the big counterpoint to that is Adidas itself, which is more of the sports performance categories. So this is what you see in terms of team wear, you know, Manchester United, for instance, their kit.
Right.
What you'll see sprinters wear, various other football teams, other sporting disciplines, you'll find that in a performance area.
Okay.
And they have a few other departments as well. So.
And when you talk about innovative processes, are you talking about the technology behind the clothes? Or
the technology behind the clothes, in terms of fabrication, the processes made to produce the garments. I mean, at the moment, Adidas is really, I guess, leading this charge of, I guess, knitted footwear.
Mm-hmm.
Through their Prime Knit stories, where they've, along with Nike, have done the same thing, to be fair, with their Flyknits, where they have gone from cutting out fabric to knitting fabric, which they shape around the footwear soles they have, and this is it's a process that they've had to innovate, and they've done this across various other product categories as well. So.
Okay, so tell me a bit more specifically about what you were working on.
So I worked on, generally, from what I understood, from what I know, the designers are each tasked with certain what we call quote unquote packs, which are small capsule collections that are very thematic or thematically driven.
Right.
And the concept I worked on that's just been released was the LA pack. So it was kind of inspired by downtown LA.
Okay.
Alongside the Climacool trainer.
Right.
And my role was really to kind of bridge this gap and take cues from the trainer. So it's like breathability, it's summer, so you want something that you can wear easy in summertime. But also speaks into this kind of laid back, cool Los Angeles, downtown Los Angeles style. So where you might find the tattoo artists and the skateboard kids. And really, you know, trying to take these themes and synthesize it through through the collection. So.
And how easy or difficult was it for you to get inspiration for this pack?
The company everyone does so much research. I think the big thing with design is a lot of people from the outside looking in think what we do is just draw nice pictures. And, you know, it's a lot of research. I've always said most of our time is spent doing research.
What kind of research?
On the customer.
Right.
Research on the theme. So if we decide, look, LA is really cool at this point in time. There's a lot of really interesting things happening. You do tons of research around it, whether you may visit. I did it this time.
Mm-hmm.
You go online, you go on blogs, you scour, you look at films, you look at whatever is relatable to the subject.
And who do you think is one, or who do you think are some of the most influential people or trends coming out of LA at this present moment in time?
We looked at it from more of a cultural standpoint. Right. It wasn't looking at any individual and saying, oh, this person epitomizes LA. It was more about what is the culture doing?
What is the culture doing in that case?
I guess there's this really great hybrid aspect of nothing is a straight line anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hip-hop kids aren't just hip-hop kids. They're into skate. They're into rock. You know, skate kids might be into punk. Tattoo artists have come from all shapes and forms. Everyone's got tattoos now, for instance. There's this really great eclecticism that was coming out of LA that you don't really see. And I think that was what we latched onto and said, hey, this is what's really cool.
Yeah.
It's people kind of pushing against the norm.
Yeah.
Doing things a little bit different, but really authentically.
Yeah.
It really is them. They're not doing it because it's trendy.
Mm.
And lines are being blurred. And so you kind of take that idea and you take things such as a simple, what I did, take a simple track jacket and clashed it with a classic bomber shape and try to find that middle ground in between.
Yeah.
You know, what's one thing that's, yes, it originally was military, but now it's like a streetwear staple. Mm-hmm. And something that's really iconic to Adidas, which was their superstar jacket. It's like the baseball collar jacket. So I was taking it and just slightly twisting it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and I think that's generally the approach, at least the approach, you know, for originals, is to look at culture, to look at the past, in terms of Adidas's past. Find authentic stories, see where they both blend, and then create something quite new from that.
Okay. And what impact would you say has this particular venture with Adidas and working on this collection had on your career and also as you as a fashion designer and, and where you might go next and where you were before you started this journey?
Yeah, I think every step is a learning. It's a chance to not only just design great product with great people, but also learn. When you're in an environment where everyone's super creative, super innovative, you can't help but just be better and learn from them. And, you know, when I added, I worked on a few collections. So things that are coming out in October and November, for instance, of 2017. And, you know, it was a great chance just to be back doing hardcore design, because I've been consulting for a while, for about 5 years prior, working with different brands on design, on product direction, which is more me laying out the plan of what a design team should be looking at in terms of taking cues to design their actual collection.
Yeah.
To working with charities.
Okay.
And implementing design processes into their thinking and way of doing things to better get their message out, better reach their target audience.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, for me, the design process can be applied in many different places.
Okay.
Because essentially we do tons of research on like our customer. Who are they? Where are they? What are they doing? What are they into? How do we then connect with them? And then creating product that would connect with them. And then talking about the product we've created and maybe possibly that connection in terms of marketing it in as many innovative ways in a really competitive environment.
Right.
And I think that can be applied to businesses and organizations. This was a great chance to get back to just kind of designing pure product and being a designer again. Since then, after the Adidas stint, you know, I've been working back and forth, or I was working back and forth between London and Johannesburg, working with AFI, which is Africa Fashion International.
Right.
And
how was South Africa?
South Africa's a really vibrant place at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of creativity. It's really dynamic. It feels a lot like London 10 years ago.
It does?
In the sense of what was happening creatively. Like everyone's just doing something new, something fresh.
Okay.
This was, I guess, at the dawn of when grime was really starting to pop. And, you know, hip-hop in from the UK and Broken Beat and Garage, all of these different sounds were really kind of forming or had formed and were going on a notch. And then in terms of fashion, you see this across from street culture to high fashion, you know, this whole wave of British designers and British design and British new British identity.
Yeah.
And I feel the same thing's happening in Joburg in South Africa. Where there is this real sense of, hey, this is who we are now, and this is our style. This is really funky, clashed with being quiet, innovative, and it's a different aspect of what we know as quote-unquote African fashion.
Okay.
You know, so it's not just about Prince, Ankara Prince, and
it's now about
Wax Prince. It's different silhouettes, different shapes. I think one big exponent of that would be Laduma, with, you know, he really goes into his, if I can say this properly, his Xhosa. I said it was completely wrong, but he really delves into his culture to create great knitwear. I mean, he mainly does knitwear that really harks back to some of the images and the patterns from his culture.
Yeah, I'm a fan of orange culture and their knitwear. Cool. Yeah,
and so they kind of play with gender roles.
Absolutely. And, yeah.
I think I'm correct. Okay. If I'm wrong, that's
we'll check. It's nothing we can't verify on Google.
If it is, you keep this in and just say Richard Plum. But I think what's really interesting is, yeah, there's just a great South African-owned narrative that's coming out of the continent.
Right.
And then while I was at, you know, working with AFI, consulting with them, it was to help them think through some new ideas that they wanted to push forward.
Okay.
Outside of just their fashion weeks.
Yeah.
And just from a branding perspective, help develop those ideas and those concepts. So, and essentially that's what I've done throughout my career is go into brands when they're kind of at their startup phase and help understand what they're doing, what they want, where they want to go, help build a kind of a framework around what they could be and then strategy that they can implement.
Right.
So yeah, help them think through ideas, propose ideas and give them a framework to shape those ideas and, and push them out. So
So I mean, this is some of your bigger projects and you're up to some smaller projects, small to medium, but you're doing a few other things too. So tell me kind of what some of the other things that you're doing that are maybe off the radar or some of the things that you intend to be doing.
Yeah, I've got this habit of not talking about things until they're on its way and I'm allowed to talk about them or they're about to hit. I mean, one project that I worked on that's currently out, still out, is a project I worked on with an American company called Urban Professor.
Okay.
And Urban Professor are a gentleman's outfitter, but a young professional gentleman's outfitter. I say gentleman's, but they do some women's wear as well. They deal mainly with ties, cufflinks, scarves, pocket squares, bow ties, etc. And I worked on a really interesting collaboration between Urban Professor and the National Urban League, which is a great kind of workers' rights movement organization, community organization, one of the oldest in the States, to help produce merchandise for them. That was on a really good, great high taste level. So I was designing ties and pocket squares and cufflinks for them. So it was a bit of a shift.
Okay.
But that was also just a really fun project, and you know, that's on professor.com.
Okay.
You can find that project. And yeah, other than that, I mean, I work on music. I'm
I was about to ask about your poetry.
I'm a bit of a poet, spoken word artist.
Yeah.
But I work with music mainly.
Okay.
So, you know, I write and it either comes out as a poem or maybe something that's more akin to rap.
Okay.
You know, I'm a hip hop kid.
Do you write it and then figure out what it is? Does it come out in its own form, or do you know that this is what I'm going to create right now?
It really varies. A lot of it kind of starts with the word. In the beginning, there was the word. but yeah, I write, and some of the pieces I feel are more suited to being a poem. Some of the pieces are more suited in rap form.
Right.
And at that point, I work with a really talented crew of guys under the Third Stream movement.
Okay.
We're a ragged bunch of artists, like fine artists, literally.
Okay, rugged fine artists.
Yeah,
okay.
DJs, producers, musicians, vocal artists. And they produce most of my work. And yeah, if they've got something they feel would suit me, they'll send over the music to me. If I've got an idea, I'll talk to them and then we'll work on it and create. So I've got a bunch of music that I've been sitting on that needs to find new homes.
Let us know.
We'll do. So, yeah. And the music side is what keeps me sane.
Yeah.
It's something that, it's a lot of fun.
Gives you an outlet?
Yeah, it's another outlet. And it's been cool because going back and forth to Ghana, I performed a few at the Sabalai Radio Music Festival, which is a great Ghanaian music festival. Happens every year close to Christmas time.
Okay.
So I've been invited on that stage a couple of times and it's a lot of fun. Accra also, in terms of music and fashion and art, is really doing interesting things.
Right.
And so it's great to be just a part of that little scene as well. So
okay.
Yeah, man.
Nice. So, Rich, thank you very much for coming.
Thanks
to
for having
Meet
me.
The Makers. Where can we find you? And where can we...
Okay, social media handles. I'm most active on my Instagram, mm-hmm. which is Rich Black Shoots, all one word, and black is spelled B-L-K.
Okay.
So no A and no C, so B-L-K.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me on Facebook, Rich Black, spelled the same. You can get me on Twitter, Rich Black Thinks,
mm-hmm.
and the website is richblack.com.
Okay. Brilliant. And before you go, Rich, words to live by.
Good people deserve good people.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.